Pop Culture Meltdown.
Episode number 13, Louis.
Ooh, unlucky number 13.
Unlucky number. Sometimes it is lucky.
Yeah, who's the greatest 13 of all time?
Alex Rodriguez?
No, he wore number 3 for the majority of his career.
Who's the best number 13 of all time? I have zero clue.
Dan Marino.
Okay, Dan Marino! Well, that proves it right there. I'm a homeless person.
Yes, you are.
Coming up, we got Sid Rosenberg. We talked to him about a myriad of topics. We talk football. We talk a little baseball.
Yeah.
We talk about what he does when he's not here.
Nothing.
Heaven help you. We got This Is Florida coming up. The 81-year-old guy walks into a Walmart and tries to buy a kid. Right?
Interesting.
How much would you cost, Lou? Like 15 bucks, 20 bucks,
man.
30 bucks?
No. I think just like, you know, $79.99.
All right. I'll pay for that. We'll get right to the first story we're going to cover here, and it's cheese. You like cheese?
Love cheese.
I love cheese.
Who doesn't love cheese? Pizza?
Yep.
Mexican food with the Spanish, what do they call it? The Mexican blend?
Mm-hmm. Mexican blend.
Love it.
But the millennials have struck again. And they've gone after cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone after American cheese. And they're saying it's got too many preservatives.
It does.
And that business, Lou, is melting. You like that?
Yes, like, I like that. There? Very good.
Thank you very
much.
Hey,
listen, you know what? There's nothing better than getting a really good sandwich from a deli.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get American cheese put on it, there's something great about that. I like Kraft singles every once in a while if it's like late at night and there might be a little
smoke in the air.
Action going on.
Okay, a little smoke in the air.
But when you get a block of American cheese, it's fantastic from a deli and you get that on your sandwich. But I like Swiss.
Yep.
I like provolone.
Yep.
I like Munster cheese.
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Gruyere is great.
Mm-hmm. I like Fontina.
Fontina's
cheese,
good. Yep.
You know? And so I don't have a problem. I thought this was going to be something where it's like, we don't want to call it American cheese anymore because we feel that it's like labeling the cheese and there's a lot of great cheeses that don't get French cheese or Pittsburgh cheese or
gumma cheese.
Right. Right, exactly. You know, so I was a little hesitant when I read this article thinking, oh great, here we go. You know, just like when they started calling French fries freedom fries because, you know, France did not want to like partake in some war or whatever like that, you know, I pay no attention to it.
It's just crazy to me because I see all these businesses like Wendy's, they're offering Asiago cheese. A&W's Canada location switched to real cheddar cheese.
Great. I love cheddar cheese.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Right.
McDonald's selling the Big Mac soft orange square of American cheese with a version that doesn't contain artificial preservatives.
But that's
like actual cheese.
But everybody's trying to get healthier. And you know what? There's certain things in life that we love. You don't think that every time I walk past a McDonald's or a Domino's or a Pizza Hut, like Wendy's, Taco Bell, Burger King, all the fast food joints. The food may not be the best for you nutritionally, but taste-wise, it's still right there, and you like the taste of a Big Mac on a Saturday night after a night of drinking, hanging out with your buddies, watching football.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with buffalo wings. You like the way these things taste. May not always be the greatest thing for you to eat,
right?
But who doesn't? Listen, you're from South Jersey.
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Central Jersey.
Central Jersey?
Yeah. South Jersey starts at Toms River.
Okay.
The Toms River tolls is where South Jersey starts.
I get that confused all the time, and my wife gets mad at me. She's like, you don't live in South Jersey. I'm like, okay, all right.
You don't live in South Jersey.
I don't live in South Jersey. Right.
Central Jersey starts at the Sayreville Bridge right there, and then it goes over into Toms River. That's where Central Jersey ends, and then South Jersey can have
its play. We don't live in South Jersey. We live in Central Jersey.
Thank you.
But I'm sure you're familiar with Max's hot dogs.
Of course.
You don't like bacon and cheese on a hot dog every once in a while?
What, are you un-American?
Of course.
What, are you adopted?
But I think the fact that all these cheeses are now being incorporated into other things, I think it's a good thing. Listen, I'm one of the few people, not one of the few people, but I'm very quick to blame millennials for a lot of things.
Right.
This is not something I will blame them for because I think introducing these new cheeses or these old cheeses new ways, I think it's fantastic because I love cheese.
And I think it's great because it gives you just that it changes your palate too.
Yes.
Because we both grew up, we're both like 38 years old.
Yeah, around that
area. And, you know, you grew up with all this crap that we were eating, all this preservatives. And now over the course of, you know, as many years as we've been alive, we've been eating better foods.
Yeah.
Because everybody kind of woke up and they're like, hey, what's going on here?
We have, but I get angry every now and then because one of the things that I enjoy is eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean eating a lot to the point where it's like, oh my God, you know, to quote Brian Regan, I'm stuffed to the rafters. You know, I don't mean it like that.
Right, right.
But I do like to eat. Well, my wife, she enjoys her food, don't get me wrong, but she eats in what they call moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of times.
Is that a hard place to get into? Can I get a reservation at moderation?
Yes, I can get you into moderation.
Right,
I can definitely
so
get you in there.
Appreciate that.
But the thing that's really tough is someone who grew up like I did, Italian parents, Italian grandparents, mm-hmm. when you eat, that's exactly, to quote, now I sound like Bernie Mac, to quote Bernie Mac, to when we eat, we eat.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there are a lot of times where I'll sit down to dinner with my wife and there's just enough for both of us. Where if I want seconds and thirds of something, you really can't go back and get it because they're not there.
Right, you got to go to the windmill.
Right, exactly. I have to drive down the block to windmill or go to the the Stewart's, you know, that's
Stewart's
right in our
good. I give Stewart's
that's
that.
Right in our yeah. built in our complex.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and it's not a knock on my wife or anything like that, but when you grow up a certain way, you're so used to eating a certain way. And I am not about to curb my dietary habits and eating habits because, ooh, you know, that's a couple of calories. That's a couple too many calories. No, I'm not going to go through this life and not enjoying myself and
yeah.
eating a porterhouse steak every once in a while when I want. But getting back to the cheese, I think this is smart. I think this is great that you're getting variety now. The fact that there's cheddar cheese on certain burgers or they have Asiago cheese on certain things at Wendy's. Why the hell not?
Well, the businesses are agreeing with you. It's resulting into higher sales. Panera Bread did it. McDonald's did it.
Panera's
Cracker
great.
Barrel's not even a real
Woo!
Place, but that place did it.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude. Cracker Barrel's good.
Cracker Barrel's the most disgusting food I've ever
oh,
had.
Oh, you're
my
crazy.
Life.
You are nuts.
I went to Cracker Barrel. Okay, dude, let's talk about this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not shit-talking anybody, but Cracker Barrel, that's not real food. That's not real food. We went in Ohio to a Cracker Barrel, and I'm like, just give me a regular eggs, regular potato, whatever. Every piece of food that comes out of that kitchen mm-hmm. is gross. Gross. It all tastes the same.
We'll agree to disagree. I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in a while, but I like Cracker Barrel.
Well, it's like totally fine. It's totally fine. But so that's what they're saying. American cheese, it's making its decline, and regular cheese is coming back. And they're also saying that all the cheese factories are going down. Like, they're not producing like they once were, because now this American cheese, it melts a certain way.
Sure.
It has a certain way of look and everything. And now that's not the way it is. Now everything's natural, which is great as far as I'm concerned.
Listen, as long as there's still cheese being supplied, that's all I care about. And guess what? You know what the great thing about fast food places and other restaurants? You order things the way you want them.
Yeah.
So if you don't want cheese, you don't have to get cheese. If you want a certain style of cheese, you ask for a certain style of cheese. We went and grabbed sandwiches the other day, and yes, I bought because Chris is cheap. I'm only kidding. He's not cheap.
Come on. What goes on here?
And he ordered a sandwich, and guess what? He got American cheese and I got Swiss cheese. It's perfect. You make things just the way you want them,
That's
or
it.
They make things just the way you want them.
Yeah.
It's called placing an order and having a preference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, cheese is great. If it's in American form, if it's in Kraft Singles form, if it's in Velveeta form, it all serves a purpose and it all is delicious.
I would agree with you. They're saying also 40% of the U.S. households buy Kraft Singles. Isn't that ridiculous? 40% of the households.
Yeah, well,
in America,
I think it's because of ease. It's definitely
right there.
It's
they
definitely
just pick
because
it out.
Of
it's
ease.
In a package. They put
right.
it in their cart. Boom, done.
Right. Although I don't know how well Kraft Singles melts. I don't know if you can make grilled cheese with Kraft
it's
Singles.
It's not real cheese.
Right.
I mean, I grew up with stomach problems all my life. I hit a certain point where I went to Amsterdam on vacation
mm-hmm.
for a week. We spent a week in Amsterdam. P.S. Too much time. But my whole point in saying that is out there, they all have real food.
Everything's real.
Everything's
oh, it's the
real.
Same thing.
There's zero preservatives
right.
in their food.
Right. I have a friend who's celiac. Is that it? He
yeah,
can't have wheat
disease.
And yeast
yeah.
and all
Kevin,
that?
Kevin Burkhardt.
He went to California. Not California. He went overseas. He went to London. He went to Ireland, wherever it was that he went. He could eat everything because there's no preservatives.
It's
the bread, the butter. We went to Ireland. Victoria and I went to Ireland.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. The food was fantastic. But everything else, gluten, you don't have to worry about all that stuff because they just make everything naturally there. It's unbelievable. The food was so good.
And speaking of something that's all natural, we got Sid Rosenberg coming up here in about 3 seconds.
Yes.
And he's just walking in. Sidney, come on in. Sit down here, Bubby. Well, he hasn't been on since the first week, and now he's back. Sid Rosenberg, how you doing?
I'm not even invited on the show. I'm going for a lunch later on this afternoon, so I walk by. I've got nowhere to go, nobody to talk to. I'm sick of tweeting and Facebooking. I see Lou inside the studio.
Right.
We start to talk.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You walk in. Next thing you know, I'm on the damn show.
You are the damn show.
You are the show.
I am the show.
You are the show. Yeah. Like Rob Van Dam, the whole effing show.
Rob Van Dam, exactly right.
R-V-D.
Where's my guy, John Bachelor? Will he be on this show too?
He'll be in at like 2:30.
Oh, 2:30.
He's coming in a little bit later.
Very exciting.
Yeah, which means nothing to the listener, but later on.
I love John. John was on with me and Bernie last week. But we do talk politics on our show. We delve into North Korea, into China, into BSD in Israel, into all of Saudi Arabia. Now that big story with the journalists getting abducted and killed.
Yep.
So we do, but then we do find time every time to talk some baseball.
Sure,
because John loves baseball.
Yep.
Loves talking baseball with me. But when he's on our show, it's a pretty cerebral conversation.
Yeah.
Unlike you guys, because you're not too bright, either one of you. He comes on, he talk about like fucking Lost in Space.
Right. We talk about Lost in Space, banana bread. We talked about
Right. So I have to ask a question, only because Libertini and I were talking about this, privately one day. We were walking around outside.
Yeah.
Does Bernie not like him?
Bernie?
Yeah.
Not a very big fan. No. I don't know what it is. I think he thinks he works hard.
Right.
And he's a nice guy.
Obviously.
And he's always giving Bernie compliments.
Yes.
But I think Bernie sees through the bullshit, to be honest with you.
Talking about seeing through the bullshit, we're gonna talk about this guy's sports, right?
Yes, absolutely. A lot going on in sports. You got the NBA season kicking off Tuesday night, or tipping off Tuesday night if you want to get your cliches right.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, another friggin' comeback in the last minutes on Monday Night Football, and we got baseball going on. So.
And what about Aaron Hernandez? Now they got to bring his name through the mud every 5 seconds.
You know,
hey, he's gay. Hey, he's doing this guy.
Up with
he
this.
Did the quarterback. He did the wide receiver, the tight end. Oh!
I'm not even interested.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Who cares?
Yeah, like we had Jose Baez in studio, me and Bernie, about a month ago. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was Aaron's attorney, and the book is out. And, of course, he vehemently denies any homosexual relationships at all. There was one about a guy in prison as well when he first died. But I am so past it. First of all, he spent about 15 minutes in the NFL. Now, he was great, don't get me wrong, and Brady loved him, and he was great at Florida for Urban Meyer, too. Mm-hmm. But you would have thought this guy had something like this 20-year career. He came and gone in a flash. Mm-hmm. And now to hear all these sordid stories, Chris, like you're talking about, I don't think most people care. Maybe in Foxborough, but not here.
I have a question.
Sure.
We'll get it back to football.
All right.
If you are Robert Kraft or Bill Belichick, and it comes down to it.
Okay.
Gronk or Hernandez?
That would have been tough. Both those guys are great. Now, Gronk has had a Hall of Fame career.
Right, but if Hernandez doesn't get into this trouble, Gronk might be a trade chip.
Yeah.
Because you would get a lot of draft picks back for Gronk, and it just goes to show you what happens. One guy's demise just rocketed another guy.
Gronk has been a trade chip anyway.
Sure.
Even since Hernandez has been gone.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really get along all that well, to be honest. And the team every now and then gets a little tired of his antics.
Of course.
So you would imagine if Hernandez stuck around, like you're saying, and was actually a really good player, which he was, then maybe Gronk doesn't have this amazing career with the Patriots.
Right.
So he's probably happy Hernandez is dead.
Ooh, God.
This guy.
Well, at the very least, happy he was in prison for a while.
That's a good point, right?
I actually saw Gronkowski being interviewed with his family. You remember this? You remember this?
Yes.
When Hernandez first got arrested, and they started asking questions about Aaron, and he got furious, and he got up and walked off the set.
Yes, I do remember
that. Because he
really
did like him, I guess. I don't know. But there was some competition.
But, there's always that fraternity mentality when it comes to sports, I'm not going to talk. I mean, unless you're Reggie Jackson,
right?
You talk about everybody, or you got. Oh, here's another guy we could talk about after this: Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, you were down in Florida for many years doing your sports show. Here's Jalen Ramsey. Before the season starts, he's calling out all these quarterbacks. This guy sucks. This guy's great. He's all right. Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's so vocal, and then they get their asses handed to them this weekend. And the next thing you know, by the Dallas Cowboys, there's Jalen Ramsey in his post-game press conference. I don't know. Maybe. One word answers. Yeah. Really, Mouth? Yeah. Come on.
Well, it's not just this week. They got blown out by Dallas 40-7 this week. The week before that, Kansas City destroyed them. Their defense has been terrible.
Yep.
The defense that almost led them to the Super Bowl last year. They were one Tom Brady miracle away from going to the Super Bowl. Started this year 3-0. Looked great.
Yeah.
Right? Beat the Giants. Beat the Pats. Defense looks great. Jalen Ramsey looks great.
Yep.
Now they've lost 3 in a row. All bad defensive efforts, especially the last two. Mm-hmm. So you're right. You know, it's funny. Winning will make even an average guy seem like a superstar. Losing cuts your balls off.
Yeah,
so if you're Jalen Ramsey, all of a sudden, you don't got much to say.
And I think that the Sabret hot dog guy downstairs in MetLife Stadium just beat the Giants O-line.
What do you have to bring the Giants in here for?
They just sacked Eli Manning.
What do you have to bring the Giants? Well, you bring up Eli Manning, but then again, there's Eli Manning. And I don't want to make this, you know, an African-American versus white thing, because that's not it. But it always seems to be the one mouthy guy who doesn't then talk to media after getting his dick knocked in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Eli Manning. He answered every question asked of him.
He does. He's a class act. Yep. He's always been that way. I mean, he sucks, and he's killing this team for a long time now.
Well,
for a long
Justin
time.
Herbert, Sid. Justin Herbert, the kid out of Oregon.
I want
the Giants to go 1-15 this year. Don't even win another game. Play Kyle Lauletta and see what happens with this kid, and then draft Justin Herbert.
What if Tua comes out of Alabama?
I don't want him.
You don't want him.
I don't want him.
He's like the greatest college quarterback ever.
I want the 6'5" kid out of Oregon who's already making pro style throws.
I'll take either one of those guys. I'll take anybody at this point.
I'll take either one, but I want Justin Herbert. That's who I want. Right.
No, we'll see. The Giants, they'll play Monday night against the Falcons.
Yep.
Already nearly a touchdown underdog in that game. Falcons had a big win over Tampa Bay at home on Sunday. They play much better in Atlanta than on the road. So
Tampa fired their defensive coordinator because of that game.
Right, exactly. So you got to figure the Giants going to go to 1-6. I got to think 1-8, 1-9.
Well, they're not
going to bench Eli.
They won't beat the Cowboys this year. They won't beat the Redskins this year.
No,
they won't beat the Eagles again. They won't beat the Eagles at all this year, what I meant to say. They play them again when they play them again.
I'm
this kid.
That. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to figure out exactly what week they're going to bench Eli. That's going
to
happen.
I know, it has
to. So I got to figure sometime the next 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, forgetting about being 1-5 this year,
right,
and the Giants' last 23 efforts, they've got a record of 4-19.
Now, let me ask you this question, because there was such a huge blowback. McAdoo has no fucking clue what he's doing.
Which he didn't.
He didn't.
For sure.
But he didn't.
But you're telling me that was a bad move to bench Eli Manning?
You know, it wasn't, and you don't remember this, but Bernie can attest to this.
Talk
I
to
was
me.
The only sports guy in New York. The only one. Everybody else was furious. Francesa, that's bullshit. He deserves more respect. I'm like, no, he's been terrible. He's been terrible for a long time. Now, look, I didn't like Geno Smith or Davis Webb
as
the guy to replace him.
They're homeless
But truth
people.
Be told, Eli was playing poorly enough, not just last year, the last couple of years, outside that 1-11-5 season where they lost to the Packers in the playoffs under McAdoo, where it was called more. 36 years old, not getting it done. So I was the only guy. But look, let's not forget, back in 2014, I spent 2 months at FAN during the summer. 2 months doing shows with Kim Jones, Mark Melusis, Anita Marks, just about everybody. And I destroyed Eli that summer. And the fan listeners were furious. Destroyed. I said he was a very good quarterback. Never great, never elite, but very good. And only very good, by the way, because he's amounted big numbers over 17 years, and he won 2 championships. But right now, Eli Manning is almost, ready for this? Mm-hmm. Almost a .500 quarterback.
True, but here's my question, which leads me to this question. Do you think the blowback is going to be not my Eli?
No, I don't think so. I think the way it happened last year, because everybody hated McAdoo, they needed a scapegoat. So the fact that they took him out, but now
it's over. Now
it's over. Now
I think Giant fans are sick of it.
I'm a Giant fan.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for his 2 Super Bowl contributions to the franchise,
sure,
the 2 MVPs, some of the great moments. But when you know someone's done, or he's not getting the help around him from the offensive line, you need a guy younger who's going to be able to sidestep a couple of tackles here and there, maybe keep a play alive. You see what Pat Mahomes is doing. You see what guys, even Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's not having that great of a year, but he's able to sometimes keep plays alive. He's got a monstrous offensive line in front of him. If Eli had time and had the ability to avoid a couple of tackles here and there, he'd be okay. But he's not accurate anymore, and the receivers are dropping balls. It's a whole big mess, but it starts at the quarterback
position.
And
he's got 3 seconds to throw the ball.
Right, exactly.
Part of that is a horrible, you know, I was talking to Paul Schwartz the other day. I brought this up on Sunday. He said, give me the percentages of what's wrong with the Giants. He said, the coach, 15%. Bad roster, 20%.
Yeah.
Eli Manning, 20%. And he put the majority of the blame, about 40%, on the offensive line. Look, they are terrible. They're getting better, but they're terrible.
Yeah.
But to lose point, if you can get out of your own way, right? He shouldn't have 3 seconds to throw the football.
Right. Right.
Don't be afraid to move 2 steps to your right. Maybe you'll have 5 seconds to throw the football.
Why not?
And people will say, well, you just said he's got 3 seconds. Well, that's true. The line is terrible. But if he was a little more mobile, maybe younger, knew how to get out of his own way.
He'd
find a way to make some plays.
He's 36, 38 years old, whatever the hell he is.
Drew Brees is 39.
Right.
You know, Tom Brady is 40. Now, they got better offensive lines, I'll admit that. They got more time to throw the football, but they find ways to make plays. Eli Manning doesn't do that. And really, for the most part, over the last 6 or 7 years, where the Giants, for the most part, have been a losing football team, he hasn't done it.
You bring up Tom Brady. Did you see the play on Monday night?
Yes!
That's
spectacular. That's a play Eli Manning will never be able to make.
Agreed. But did you also see the defender thinking the ball was out and he released and he gave up on the tackle?
He gave up on the play, yes.
That is what's wrong with the NFL for me. These stupid roughing the passer. Listen, we watched guys like Phil Sims, Jeff Hostetler take a beating.
Oh, before that, I remember Burt Jones
of
the Baltimore Colts used to get murdered.
Sid used to watch Daryl LaMonica
in Atlanta. Daryl LaMonica. I mean, they would get killed.
Yeah.
And now every single week, we keep breaking records.
Right.
For not just roughing the passer, but illegal use of hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run across the middle, and if I touch you, that's a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, right?
So it's really become an issue.
My problem is in a lot of sports, other than the NBA, because you really, it's in the moment. In the NHL, and in the professional and in the National Football League, referees see the result, then throw the flag.
Right, so if you see,
let's put it this way. If you see Gronk come across the middle and Landon Collins just lays him out with a clean shoulder to sternum hit, the refs throw a flag. Why? Because Gronk's on his back writhing around in pain. No, that's a football hit. It's not an illegal hit. It's not a dirty hit. It's the fact that he hit him at the right spot, knocked the wind out of him,
right,
and it's going to take a little bit. But they'll throw a defenseless receiver. What do you mean defenseless receiver? He's going for the ball just like I am.
Yes, and let me tell you this. The first thing that they teach you when you're a quarterback is the second you throw that ball, you're going to get hit.
Right, of course.
Not only that, but even if you throw an interception, you're going to get hit.
Of course.
Because you turn into a blocker.
That's it.
You're a blocker. It's like the pitcher throwing the baseball. Now you're the ninth fielder.
I remember Eli's first game against the Eagles. He threw a ball to Tiki Barber. I think it tipped. And as soon as the ball tipped, Jeremiah Trotter just laid a fucking lick on him. Like, my God.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You become a defender.
That's
when you
football.
Throw an interception, or that's what happens.
First thing they teach you.
Yep. And that's, you know, and
look, I'm a moron, and I know that.
I'm tired of Bernie told me that.
There you go.
But you know, I mean, I just get tired of it. You're watching a game, you're watching a really good, entertaining game, and then all of a sudden, Giants against the Saints. Giants stopped them on third down. They gave a bullshit horse collar, which wasn't even a horse collar.
That was a terrible call.
And if you're going to have instant replay, you should be able to review everything, because that changed the whole dynamic of the game. The Saints go down and score, and that it was almost like the Giants. Somebody applied the choke on a car, and now all of a sudden the car doesn't go anymore.
Right.
That's what happened.
That particular game, the Giants, that was a home game for the Giants. They had 3 or 4 calls against them, which were ridiculous.
But that was the first one.
That was the first one. The Giants had just scored 2, by the way. That certainly changed the home momentum. Give it back to the Saints.
So what else do you do besides sports and politics? What else?
What else do I do?
I want to get in the head of Cindy Rosenberg.
What happens when you get off the air in your home?
Yeah.
Your wife is at work. The kids are at school.
I usually go home and I'll get some lunch.
Okay.
And then
what do you get? What do you order?
I'll answer this. Sometimes he gets a salad.
I do. With Burn.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get a salad. You're open downstairs.
Yeah, right across the street. That's where I saw you on the street that one day.
Always.
I'll do a Subway sandwich.
That's healthy.
You should be the new Jared.
Horrific.
I should be.
Sydney.
And I didn't molest any kids.
Sydney and Subway.
And I don't like boys, little boys. I will go to a nice place on the Upper West Side for a chicken Caesar salad.
Okay.
Where? I eat healthy.
Where on the Upper West? I used to live on the Upper West.
Well, I live on 104.
Oh, I was on 87.
West End.
Oh, 87.
I'm even up from you.
Yeah, you are.
So I'll do that. I'll eat healthy. I'll go to the gym every afternoon. and then we'll have dinner together. Always have dinner together. Me, Danielle, Ava, and Gabe, always.
No, what time is that like 5 o'clock?
That's about 6, 6.30. Okay. Sour Shoes ain't calling, by
Sour Shoes a call. I'm going to give Sour Shoes your number.
Oh, you know, I kept it from Florida when he did the bit on Howard 101, and he called in, and he started talking about Gabe and Ava right away.
Yeah,
I love that.
It's the greatest.
I love that.
He's the greatest.
And then we watch TV, you know, whether it's sports or we'll watch together. We watch a lot of Netflix together. Just like your every American family. Now, I got events coming up,
right.
But for the most part, pretty boring existence.
I was going to say, Sid's a big Shah's a Sunset
love
fan.
It. Love
you
that
would
show.
Never,
really?
Ever
love that
know.
Show. Yes, Sid, these are the greatest Iranians ever. These are the good Iranians living in Los Angeles. Like Americans, right. They're great. But I like all those shows on Bravo.
What would you say would be like your guiltiest pleasure? Like even when Danielle goes to sleep and you're not watching porn.
Oh, okay.
Like, right.
XNXX.com. But again,
there it is, baby. Yeah. Take that out, right?
Right.
And now it's just you and on demand.
Me and on demand. You know, usually when Danielle goes to bed, I go to bed too.
Okay.
I don't find myself up after she does.
Right. Do you wake up earlier than she does, though, obviously? Are you watching?
I get up at about 4:30, 4:15.
Yeah, he texted me this morning. He texted me, and I'm like, holy, were you surprised I was up?
I was surprised you were. She's up at 5, though, because she runs every single day.
Right.
She's done 19 marathons.
Wow.
She's done New York twice.
Wow.
She'll be doing New York again in a couple of weeks.
Amazing.
So between SoulCycle and running, she's up every day at 5.
So she's done New York. She ever done Dallas?
Twice.
She's done Dallas or no?
Not Dallas. She's done the big ones. Dallas. I see what you did there. Danielle does Dallas. She's done Chicago. She's done Boston.
Ah.
We've traveled the country.
That's
awesome.
We're
making it to a whole family vacation.
That's really great.
So we've done London. We've done Paris. We've done Big Sur out by Carmel in California.
Wow.
All these great cities because she runs, turns into a family vacation.
So when you're up in the morning and you're back and forth, are you consuming any other kind of media? Are you on the phone? Are you on,
all
like obviously
it,
you're
it,
on
man.
The phone.
When I get in at like 5 o'clock, usually about a quarter to 5,
right.
On the phone, reading the New York Post and Daily News here,
okay.
Reading almost every major newspaper online. By the time we hit the air, me and Bernie at 6:07, not me, both of us really, there is nothing we can't talk about. Whether it's the Conners, the new show without Roseanne Barr, whether it's what was on Fox News last night, we did a preview today with Mark Berman, Knicks, and the NBA. There is nothing. The journalist in Saudi Arabia, Liz Warren not being an Indian, you name it. There is nothing we can't talk about. And by the way, nothing we don't talk about every day.
I'm happy.
This is the best variety show in the country.
And I'm happy for Bernie because I know where he's come from being on the Ima show back in the day and just seeing him now with you and having his own thing going. It's just cool because I always liked his work obviously being, you know, Breen's wife's cousin.
Right.
I got to know those guys
pretty
well.
The great Roseanne Breen.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. So I got to know those guys pretty well, whether it was on my radio or just behind the scenes. And Bernie was the only guy that I never really met until you guys started working together. And he's awesome.
Great guy.
Very
great guy. And by the way, had a lot to do with Mike and Roseanne ending up getting married. Bernie was kind
of
like the matchmaker.
Yes, he did. Yeah, my cousin Lori worked at NBC, so she knew Bernard. So Lori and Bernard devised a plan to get Roseanne and Mike together from what I was told.
Oh, that's so
And
funny.
That's it. So I have to ask, what are you benching these days?
About 300,
yeah.
If I want to.
If you want
but
to.
I only work out like 175.
Yeah,
I'm old, my neck hurts, my shoulders hurt. I'm
telling you, man. I feel
terrible.
I remember seeing you at the Sheraton. Radio Row for Super Bowl, Seahawks, Broncos. It might have been the first time we were in the same room in years. He comes over and he's jacked, and I'm like, holy shit.
What the hell happened
to you?
The miracle of modern day science.
Absolutely.
You stick one needle in your ass twice a week, and you look like this.
I started calling him GN Sydney instead of GNC.
GN Sydney, that's pretty good. Well, did
you know
hear?
What? That was that Super Bowl, the Seahawks won, of course.
Yes, of course.
They beat Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And it's ironic we bring that up because Paul Allen just died.
I know.
The owner of the Seahawks.
I technically
and the
worked for him in a weird way. I worked for Sporting News Radio. And
sure.
And I think it was operated by Vulcan Enterprises, I believe was his.
Which
and
he bought in the 1980s.
And here's one of his greatest inventions.
The mouse?
Yes.
Having two buttons on the mouse.
For righties and lefties?
That's him. Yeah.
Paul Allen.
Unbelievable.
So he's the inventor of the right click, if you will.
Wow.
But I was going to say, they just did Sid's DNA, and he's African-American from the waist down. So that's what they
said. I don't think so.
23andMe.
Believe me. I have a very... Now, I've got a beautiful wife, as both of you guys know.
Hey, as long as it works.
I've got a very small penis, but I got two beautiful kids.
That's right. It's worked twice.
But it's very small.
It's worked twice.
But you're such a big dickhead, so there you go.
Well,
this guy's got to go to a lunch.
I got a big lunch.
Yeah, where you going there, pal?
I'm going to Lugo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great Italian restaurant.
Very good. Very, very good. Good meatballs and good mozzarella.
Yes.
I remember.
Both of those are very, very good.
I went there for a date once. and the girl left after the first drink and never went
That's
back.
That's funny.
That was it.
First time I was there, and I've been there many times, I was there, I had dinner there with Mike Tyson
nice.
2 years ago, right before the Sergio Martinez Cotto fight.
Okay.
I was still living in Miami at the time. But the first time I was there for a party, and it was the night of the Patriots-Raiders Blizzard playoff game.
The fumble.
The tuck rule.
Oh, the tuck rule, right, yeah.
The fumble.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of what has now become the greatest NFL career ever, Tom Brady.
Unbelievable.
I was there that night. It was a blizzard here.
And was it?
Eric Lindros had just got knocked out again. Swear to God. Swear to God.
Because he was skating with his head down.
Yeah. Was Tom Brady and Charles Woodson roommates at Michigan? Because didn't Woodson hit? Woodson's the one who hit him and knocked the ball free, and Greg Beekert picked and recovered it.
I think his roommate was Jay Feely, the kicker.
Oh, really?
Who went on to become Brady's best man at his wedding.
Got it.
And now works with Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on sidelines for CBS.
Right. Yeah. Jay Feely, who I got raked over the coals at Sirius once because Jay Feely, I said, Jay, you got some pretty good pipes there because for a kicker, he had pretty decent, good muscles.
Yeah.
They raked me over the coals. Oh, you checking out his arms? I'm like, he's a kicker.
He's in good shape. He's a great guy, but very, very politically in tune, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole Republican thing, he's huge with that.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't Weatherford big, too, with that
team? Huge.
Yes, he tried
huge.
To get a broadcasting business.
Yeah. And both of those guys both kicked for the Jets and the Giants.
And you know what's amazing?
I only won a Super Bowl with one team.
Right.
There you go. I was watching over the weekend, and I keep on seeing Romo with the Corona commercials, and he's sitting there with the hotline.
Yeah.
What? You're Tony Romo. You're married to Jessica Simpson, then you break up with Jessica Simpson.
They were married?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they got married.
Oh, I didn't know they got married.
But I'm saying, like, you've lived such a life. You replace Troy Aikman. You do the whole thing.
Replace Phil Sims.
Replace Phil Sims, the whole thing, right?
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz here.
And now, Nantz actually just got out of a divorce, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago? The wife went after everything.
He didn't want to replace Troy Aikman. He replaced Quincy Carter. But okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you got to keep me honest.
You
got to keep me honest.
Quincy
but
Carter.
The whole thing is, the guy's got such a charmed life, and now he's still young, and now he's like, they put him on the shelf. He's doing commercial endorsement
deals.
Yeah,
he's making millions of dollars.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It's amazing.
Yeah. He walked away. He probably still could play, but getting millions of dollars to work alongside Jim Nantz and look good and feel good. And
well, that's what
he's doing great.
That's what everybody was hoping for when Aaron Rodgers broke his clavicle. They're thinking maybe they could sign Tony Romo because he's from Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they were thinking, it fits. Green Bay, Wisconsin, the kid from Wisconsin, let's go. And he was like, nah, I think I'm all right.
Now the Jets talked about Tony Romo, too. But I'm going to lunch. I love you guys.
There it is.
Oh, I love
a great
you too.
Show.
Sydney, thank you so much.
Chris and Lewis do an amazing job. Look at you two.
Thank you.
Two handsome men.
Oh, you're so kind.
Fantastic. Check program. Is in the mail. Check is in the mail.
All right. Thank you for having me on. I love it.
Thank you so much.
When is Rita Cosby coming on?
Oh, she's next week. All right. We'll see you soon. Let's get right to it. It's our favorite segment.
Yes.
This is Florida.
Now let's all get drunk and play ping pong.
This is Florida.
Sniff coke with a goat, then shove it up your butt for later.
This is Florida.
Hook up with your brother, have a baby looking like a gator.
This is Florida.
It's a gunshot state. Get shot by the hooker, should have paid her.
This is Florida.
Grandma got crashed from the sex party with her neighbors.
This is Florida.
This is Florida.
Oh, that is some nasty shit.
We have the greatest thing to share with the audience. Did we not?
I don't know if it's the greatest thing.
Well, it's like back in the day, my parents.
Odd.
Right, it's super odd. But back in the day, my parents used to joke around, oh, Chris is a lot. He's kind of extra. We're going to sell him to the gypsies.
My parents said the same thing
to me.
There you
go. And then they would always make a joke. Well, Chris would always find his way back. The gypsies would give him back.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
After 5 minutes with Chris, the gypsies would sell us back at a cheaper rate.
Exactly correct.
Oh, boy.
We will let Fox 35 in Port Orange, Florida, set up our latest, This is Florida.
Cops say this guy went to Walmart with a shopping list. He needed groceries and a child. So he made an offer to a mom, and when she balked, the 80-year-old man went in for a kiss. Tonight, news station coverage of this creepy confrontation.
Wow. I got the chills just listening to that. That just sounds all sorts of wrong.
You can't make that stuff up, dude. Like, you can't. Like, it's a creepy cut. Like, and first of all, you're in Florida. You're doing the news for a Fox station, right?
Sure.
And you want to, like, you want to grab the listener. You know, it's 10 o'clock news. You know, they're sitting there with their, Vicodin and their Ben and Jerry's.
God.
And they're about to go to sleep, right?
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
And the guy comes on, this happened. Like, come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Relax.
He had a shopping list, and on it. He wanted a child.
Right, exactly.
Loaf of bread, container of milk, a stick of butter, and a child.
Right. Volcano gas masks. Not, no, volcano mud masks and a child. You know what I mean?
Like Captain Crunch.
And an 8-year-old.
Cream cheese. A pound of bacon.
Unbelievable.
And a child.
So this guy offers this woman in a Port Orange Walmart.
Now, hold on.
Yeah. Speak to me.
He is an 81-year-old man, so maybe he was just a little delusional or dimensional, however you want to call it.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's more to this story, but whenever there's a child involved and a physical altercation, mm-hmm. it has to be the most...
frightening?
Whenever there's an altercation or some sort of physical contact made between a child and an adult that is not wanted, that has to be the most frightening experience for the parent, because here's this delusional old man offering to buy your child, and then when they tried to walk away, to be grabbed and then kissed on the arm. No one deserves
it. It's like Joe Namath.
Well, it's a little bit different.
I'm only kidding.
Very different.
I'm only kidding.
No, I kiss you.
A little Susie Colbert. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, it's definitely ridiculous. But
it happened in Florida.
It happened in Florida.
And I'm sure it happens everywhere else, too. So you could say this is ...
That's
but, of course, it's Florida. It came up in our news feed, and it was something that we decided to talk about.
Well, I'll let the woman tell it in her own words. Her name is Tracy Nee, N-I-G-H.
That's I believe that like might be Nye.
Nye? It's kind of like the Knights of Nye, right?
Close.
Wasn't that the Knights of Nye?
The Knights Who Say Knee.
The Knights Who Say Knee. There you go. All right. Now this lady who was not
We want you to chop down the mightiest tree in the forest with a heading.
Here we go.
We now want you to go and purchase a shrubbery.
Is that was a fish? A fish? A fishy
different,
fish.
Different movie. Different movie.
Fish.
One is the Holy Grail and the other one is the meaning of life.
Oh, look at this.
Different
can't,
movie.
Can't put anything past Lou. All right.
Nope.
Let's talk
it's like
to
trying
Tracy.
To sneak a fastball past Reggie Jackson.
Hey, keep your hands back. Take it the right field. Here we go.
At the Port Orange Walmart, I had a man approach me and tried to offer me $100,000 for my daughter.
And it didn't stop with just the offer. Nye says when they tried to walk away, Kolb grabbed the 8-year-old girl.
Yes, he touched her leg, and he also grabbed her arm and kissed it when we were trying to get away from him.
It was very shocking, absolutely shocking. It was right there in the public eye.
She says her daughter hasn't been able to sleep since they learned Kolb got out on bond.
We're all just really upset.
When we stop by Kolb's house, no one answered the door, but his neighbors hope it's just a misunderstanding.
And they say what happened, the 80-year-old guy, when they went to go get him?
Yeah.
And, like, ask him a question? He was taking a nap.
Was he really?
He was taking a nap. Only messed with him. He's 80. The guy's taking a nap all the time.
I'm sorry. That went right over my head. Movie trivia, you won't get me. On Common Sense, sometimes you might.
That's amazing.
Oh, God.
Well, there you go. But you know what the craziest part about it is? In watching that clip, and you can go to fox35orlando.com and type in 8-year-old Walmart, I guess. I don't know.
But, No. I would type in Walmart and the 81-year-old.
I'm terrible at Google searches.
Yeah.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
So, but my whole point in this is the lady Tracy, the mom, she's hot. Why you got to go kiss the 8-year-old girl? Go after the mom. That's what I would have done.
Oh, well.
It would have been changed. It would have been a 38-year-old New Jersey man tries to buy wife, tries to buy mom.
You've been through this process before,
right,
so
exactly.
Why would you want to go through it again?
I know how it works.
You had the mail order bride once before.
No, I could never.
No, never,
I could
never. No.
Listen, what
your
what
parents
was the
wouldn't forgive you.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. Is that what
that
it
was?
Is?
Meatloaf.
That was Meatloaf.
Yeah.
And you know what they were originally talking about?
No.
Back door.
Ah.
He would say. He said, "I would do anything for love, but I won't do that." and it actually came out. You can Google it. You can check it out. He came out and said it. And said that it was backdoor stuff.
Interesting.
Because he was in this long relationship with this woman. He loved her, blah, 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 blah. And she said, "Stop right there. I want to know right now."
You're getting two songs mixed up.
I'm only messing with you.
Oh, my God. See what I have to deal with twice a week, people?
So
twice a week.
This guy gets picked up, right?
Yes.
And then he gets released on his own recognizance.
Yeah.
Like, what goes on?
I feel bad for the kid. The mother had a traumatic experience because no one should have to, you know, be frightened when they're walking to a Walmart. Mm-hmm. That's where they went wrong the first time.
Right. You shouldn't be afraid to leave your house.
Right.
Right?
I mean, God, that I don't know what I would do. I mean, if that was a guy who did that, or I'm sorry, if that was a guy who was walking with his daughter or son and someone did that,
oh,
this could have taken
them.
A really drastic turn. I mean, I think the mother did it the right way by just getting the child out of harm's way and calling the authorities, but you never know what could have happened. You know, 81-year-old guy, right. Some guy tees off on him.
Mm-hmm.
You may be talking about a murder.
They interviewed the 81-year-old guy, and he said, did you see what the 8-year-old was wearing? That's what he said. That was his defense. No? Anybody? Cheap seats in the back? All right.
You really need like a guy to play. You really need a guy to play sound effects.
I need a laugh track.
In a prior life, I used to have one of those sound machines that can make all those noises and drop it in the little. Yeah, exactly. So if I had one of those here, I'd be able to do that. Or I could have played the crickets. You know, like
love it.
The chirping
love
or
it.
What have you, or just like the sound of like.
There you go. Dead silence in the
yeah,
crickets.
Right, exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, Trevante Williams took us in with the This Is Florida rap. Trevante Williams, take us out, baby. This is Florida, right, Lou?
Yes, it is.
All right. Trevante, hit it, baby.
Oh, you nasty.
We've had Sid Rosenberg. We did This Is Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about cheese.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it again, but we've said it all.
We've done. Oh, come on.
I'm going to say it every
episode. God, don't do that.
I'm only kidding you.
Yeah, I know.
But I got to be honest, this podcast is fucking awesome. We're
good.
Have
a lot of fun.
We're smart.
I have a lot of fun with it.
We're very confident. That's what I think. We're confident. We're funny. Like I'm a clown.
Do I amuse you? I'm here to fucking amuse you. I make you laugh.
So this drops Wednesday and Friday. Subscribe if you like us. Subscribe if you don't like us. Call Lou's mom. Tell her he's doing a great job.
You don't know my mother.
Oh, come on. Yeah, every Thursday we play Pacino at the corner store.
Wow, Pacino. I haven't played that in a while. For those of you who don't know Pacino, that's the Italian version of bingo.
Right.
So it's bingo cards, except the only thing on there, it's the face of a deck of 52 cards. So if you sit around a table, and you put certain coins in like different buckets all around the table. And if you get the bingo, which is a straight across, up, down, diagonal, you get the full card, you get the four corners, and I think if you get the middle, that's what you scream out. Middle! If you get the middle card and you get that and you dump the coins in front of you. This is the Italian way of playing bingo. And Chris and I, you know what I'll have to do? I'll have to go into my grandmother's house and pull out the Pacino cards and I'll take a video or a picture and I'll send it to Chris and you can put it on Instagram on the Pop Culture Meltdown Instagram page.
That's perfect. You could say, Quesadilla, cheese the weekend.
That's right. That's right.
From Analyze This over there. Hey, listen, Lou, you're the best.
No, you're the best, not me.
Sydney's the greatest.
Yes, he is.
8-year-olds in Florida are the greatest, and cheese is the greatest.
Love cheese. Going to grab some food right now, and there's going to be a lot of heaping mounds of cheese on it.
And we'll see you Friday.
Pop Culture Meltdown.
If you'd like to email the show, email popculturemeltdown@gmail.com and find us on Instagram at popculturemeltdown. Catch Sid Rosenberg every weekday morning on Bernie and Sid in the Morning on 77 WABC. And follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sid Rosenberg. The voice of Pop Culture Meltdown is Dan Kelly, voice talent and one of the best human beings on the planet. For bookings, go to dankellyvo.com. Special thanks to myself, producer Laura Ponte, our graphic designer Ricky Soto, Tim Einstein with OG, and of course, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Rudzki. This has been Pop Culture Meltdown with your hosts, Chris Libertini and Lou Pellegrino.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.